And it is extremely high level. Details about the emotional symptoms, just put it there, the emotional symptoms of Srimati Radharani and other gopis, but particularly Srimati Radharani. So that is really, that is definitely very high level. But it's Chaitanya Charitamrita, so we must read it. All right, so verse 168. Kila kinchita kuta mita vilasa lalita vivoka motaita ara mogdya chakita. Some of the symptoms critically explained in the following verses, Akila kinchita kutamita vilas lalita vivoka motaita mogdya and chakita. Verse 168. Eta bhava bushaya bushit Sri Radhara anga dekite utale Krishna sukabdi taranga. When Srimati Radharani's body manifests the ornaments of many ecstatic symptoms, the ocean of Krishna's happiness immediately displays transcendental waves. Hare Krishna. Well, this is very high level. Kila kinchitadi bhavir shuna vivarana ye bhava bushaya radha Hare Krishna mana. Now here a description of different ecstasies, beginning with Kila Kinchita. With these ecstatic ornaments, Srimati Radharani enchants the mind of Krishna. Radha Deki Krishna Yadi Chunite Karimana Danagati Pate Yabe Varjena Gamana. When Sri Krishna sees Srimati Radharani and wants to touch her body, he prohibits her from going to the spot where one can cross the river Yamuna. Okay. Hare Krishna. Let me just check one little thing here. Just, yes, it's correct. Right. Yes, so he stops her from going to the place where one can cross the river Yamuna. Yabe asi manakare pushpa utaita sakiage chahe yadi gae hata dite. Approaching her, Krishna prohibits Srimati Radharani from picking flowers. He may also touch her in front of her friends. E sabastane kila kinchita udgama pratame harsha sanchari mula karana. At such times, the ecstatic symptoms of kila kinchita are awakened. First, there's jubilation and ecstatic love, which is the root cause of these symptoms. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever Srimati Radharani leaves her house, she is always well-dressed and attractive. It is her womanly nature to attract Sri Krishna's attention. And upon seeing her so attractively dressed, Sri Krishna desires to touch her body. The Lord then finds some fault in her and prohibits her from going to a river crossing and stops her from picking flowers. Such are the pastimes between Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Being a cowherd girl, Srimati Radharani regularly carries milk in a container and often goes to sell the milk on the other side of the Yamuna. To cross the river, she has to pay the boatman, and the spot where the boatman collects his fares is called the Dan Gati. Lord Sri Krishna stops her from going, telling her, first you have to pay the fee, then you'll be allowed to go. This pastime is called Dan Keli Leela. Similarly, if Srimati Radharani wants to pick a flower, Sri Krishna claims to be the garden's proprietor and prohibits her. This pastime is called Kila Kinchita. Radharani's shyness arises due to Sri Krishna's prohibitions and ecstatic loving bodily symptoms called Kila Kinchita Bhava are manifest at this time. These ecstatic symptoms are explained in the following verse, which is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujvala Nilamani, the Anubhava Prakarana 39. It would be better. Yeah, let me access it from here. Otherwise, I'm looking away from the camera too far. Just bear with me. 10 seconds maximum. Or maybe 15. What was it? It was 140. Where are we? Or 174. There we go. All right. All right. I don't really need this. Garva bilasha rudita smitasuya bayakrutam sankari karanam harishad uchyate kila kinchitam. Translation. Pride. Ambition. Pride, ambition, weeping, smiling, envy, fear, and anger are the 7 ecstatic loving symptoms manifested by a jubilant shrinking away. And these symptoms are called Kila Kinchita Bhava. That's really... Anyway, it's very interesting and it's very nice. It may be over our heads quite a way, but it's very nice. Arasata bhava asi sahaje milaya ashtabhava samilane mahabhava haya. There are 7 other transcendental ecstatic symptoms And when they combine on the platform of jubilation, the combination is called Mahabhava. Garva Abhilasha Baya Shushka Rudita Kroda Asuya Haya Ara Kroda Asuya Haya Aramanda Smita. The seven combined ingredients of Mahabhava are pride, ambition, fear, dry, artificial crying, anger, envy, and mild smiling. Nana swadu ashtabhava ekatra milana yahara ashvade tripta haya krishna mana. There are eight symptoms of ecstatic love on the platform of transcendental jubilation, and when they are combined and tasted by Krishna, the Lord's mind is completely satisfied. Dahi kanda grita madhu maricha karpura elachi milane yaiche rasala madura. Indeed, they're compared to a combination of yogurt, candy, ghee, honey, black pepper, camphor, and cardamom, which, when mixed together, are very tasty and sweet. E bhava yukta deki radasya nayana Sangama haite sukha payakoti guna. Lord Sri Krishna is thousands upon thousands of times more satisfied when he sees Srimati Radharani's face light up from this combination of ecstatic love than he is by direct union with her. Purport. This is further explained in the following verse from the Ujvala Nilamani Anubhava Prakarana, verse 41 of Srila Rupa Goswami. Anyway, it's really complex Sanskrit, so I'll just read the translation. May the sight of Srimati Radharani's Kila Kinchita ecstasy, which is like a bouquet, bring good fortune to all. When Sri Krishna blocked Radharani's way to the Dhangati, there was laughter within her heart. Her eyes grew bright, and fresh tears flowed from her eyes, reddening them. Due to her sweet relationship with Krishna, her eyes were enthusiastic. And when her crying subsided, she appeared even more beautiful. And now this is a verse from Govinda Lilamrita, chapter 9, verse 18. Agitated by tears, Srimati Radharani's eyes were tinged with red, just like the eastern horizon at sunrise. Her lips began to move with jubilation and lusty desire. Her eyebrows curved, and her lotus-like face smiled mildly. Seeing Radharani's face exhibit such emotion, Lord Sri Krishna felt a million times happier than when he embraced her. Indeed, Lord Sri Krishna's happiness is not at all mundane. Of course, that mention of lusty desire, it's not lusty desire as we are familiar with it. It means the what looks like a lusty desire for people experienced on the material level. It looks like that. But it's more like a lust or a desire. How to please Krishna. How to please Krishna. And it's the expression of such deep love. Such deep love. That Krishna, as this is Krishnadas Kaviraj, Govinda Lilamrita means Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He actually felt a million times. Well, would you believe? Koti gunitam. One koti is 10 million. Yes, it's 10 million. Koti, 10 million. Right. So koti gunitam, in the word for word, it's translated as millions upon millions. So we're in dimensions of experience which are just beyond superhuman. They're just there for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His internal potency devotees. Eta shuni prabhu hoyla anandita mana sukavishta hana swarup kaile alingana. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy, and being absorbed in this happiness, he embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. Vilas Adi Bhava Bhushar Kahata Lakshana Ye Bhave Radha Hare Govindira Mana. It's interesting, Hare, it's just Hare as we chant Hare so many times a day. But here in this context, it's translated as enchants. Hare Govindira Mana means enchants the mind of Govinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asks Swarup Damodar, please speak of the ecstatic ornaments decorating the body of Srimati Radharani by which she enchants the mind of Sri Govinda. Sure. Tabeta swarupa gosani kahite lagila shuni prabhur bhaktagana mahasukha paila. Being thus requested, Swarup Damodar began to speak. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very happy to hear him. Radhavase ache kiba Vrindavane yaya Tahan yadi achambite Krishna Darashana paya. Sometimes when Srimati Radharani is sitting or when she is going to Vrindavan, she sees Krishna. Dekite nana bhava haya vilakshana se vilakshanyera nama vilasa bhushana. The symptoms of various ecstasies that become manifest at that time are called vilas. Purport, this is described in the following verse taken from Ujjvala Nila Mani Anubhava Prakarana, verse 39. Oh, okay. Gati stana sana dinam mukane tradi karmanam tatkalikam tu vashishtyam vilasa priya sangajam. The various symptoms manifested in a woman's face, eyes, and the other parts of her body, and the way she moves, stands, or sits when she meets her beloved are called vilas. Lajaharsha abhilasha sambram vamya baya. Etabhava mili radhai Chanchala Karnaya. Srip Damodara said, timidity, jubilation, ambition, respect, fear, and the characteristics of the left-wing gopis are all ecstatic symptoms that combine to agitate Srimati Radharani. Purport. This is explained in the following verse, which is found in the Govinda Lilamrita, chapter 9, verse 11. When Srimati Radharani saw Lord Krishna just before her, her progress stopped, and she assumed an attitude of opposition. Although her face was slightly covered by a blue garment, her two starry eyes were agitated, being wide and curved. Thus, she was decorated with the ornaments of Vilas, and her beauty increased to give pleasure to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All right. Oops. We continue. Text 119. Krishna Age Radha Yadi Rahe Dandana Tina Anga Bange Rahe Bru Nachana. When Srimati Radharani stands before Krishna, she stands bent in three places, her neck, waist, and legs, and her eyebrows dance. Mukhe Netre Hayanam Nana Bhavira Udgara E Kanta Bhavira Nama Lalita Alankara. When there's an awakening of the various ecstatic features on Srimati Radharani's face and in her eyes that are appropriate to a charming feminine attitude, the Lalita ornament is manifest. Vinyasa Bangir Anganam Bruvilasa Manohara Sukumara Bhavedyatra Lalitam Tadudaritam. When the bodily features are delicate and expertly curved, and when the eyebrows are very beautifully agitated, the ornament of feminine charm called Lalita Alankara is manifest. And this is Ujvala Nilamani, Anubhava Prakarana 51. Lalita Bhushita Radha Deke Yadi Krishna Dunhe Dunha Milibare Hayena Satrishna. When Lord Sri Krishna happens to see Srimati Radharani decorated with these Lalita ornaments, they both eagerly want to meet each other. When Srimati Radharani was decorated with the ornament of Lalita Alankara, just to increase Sri Krishna's love, an attractive curve was manifested by her neck, knees, and waist. This was brought about by her timidity and apparent desire to avoid Krishna. The flickering movements of her eyebrows could conquer the powerful bow of Cupid. To increase the joy of her beloved, her body was decorated with the ornaments of Lalita Alankara. This was Govinda Lilamrita, chapter 9, verse 14. So, let us continue here. Lobhe asi Krishna kare, kanchu ka karshana, antare ulasa radha, kare nivarana. When Krishna comes forward and greedily snatches at the border of her sari, Srimati Radharani is actually very pleased within, but still she tries to stop him. Bahire vamata krodha, bitare sukamane, kuta mita nama e, bhava vibhushane. This ecstatic attitude of Srimati Radharani's is called kutamita. When this ecstatic ornament is manifested, Radharani externally tries to avoid Krishna, and she apparently becomes angry, although she is very happy within. Stana radi grahane, Hritpritav api sambramat, behikrodo vyatita vat, proktam kutamitam buddhai. When the border of her sari and the cloth veiling her face are caught, she externally appears offended and angry, but within her heart she is very happy. Learned scholars call this attitude kutamita. This is Ujvala Nilamani Anubhava Prakarana 44. So these are all, sounds like they're all Anubhavas, that particular type of ecstasy which follows Anu. It follows the main ecstasies. Krishna Vancha Purna Haya Kare Pani Roda Antare Ananda Raha Radha Bahire Vamya Krodha. Although Srimati Radharani was checking Krishna with her hand, internally she was thinking, let Krishna satisfy his desires. In this way she was very pleased within, although she externally displayed opposition and anger. Vyatapana kare yena shushka rodana ishad hasya krishne karena bartsana. Srimati Radharani externally displays a kind of dry crying, as if she is offended. Then she mildly smiles and admonishes Lord Krishna. Pani rodham avirodita vancham bartsanascha madurasmita garba madhavasya kurute kara borurur harisushka ruditam cha mukhe pi. Actually, she has no desire to stop Krishna's endeavor to touch her body with his hands. Yet Srimati Radharani, whose thighs are like the trunk of a baby elephant, protests his advances and, sweetly smiling, admonishes him. At such times, she cries without tears on her charming face. E mata ara sabha bhava vibhushana yahate bhushita radha hare krishna mana. In this way Srimati Radharani is ornamented and decorated with various ecstatic symptoms which attract the mind of Sri Krishna. Ananta krishnira lila Nayaya varnana apane varnena yadi sahasra vadana. It is not at all possible to describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Krishna, even though he himself describes them in his incarnation of sahasra vadana, the thousand-mouthed Shesha Naga. Shrivasa hasya kahe shuna damodara amara lakshmira deka sampati vistara. At this time, Shrivas Thakur smiled and told Swarup Damodara, "My dear sir, please hear. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is." So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. There's a change here. There's a whole change now. There's a whole change. This is happening. This is all happening during the Hira Panchami. This is all happening at that time. Hare Bol. Yeah, anyway, it's all happening at that time. And it's this situation we explained a little while ago, I mean a few weeks ago, you may well remember, where Jagannath, having with great difficulty got permission from his wife Lakshmi to go out and get out of the Jagannath temple compound and go down to the Gundicha temple, where the Brijbasis are assembled, having gone there and having been meant to return the same night, but having not, for four or five, it must be five because it's the Panchami, and the festival Rathiyatra is on the Purnima, I think. It's on the Purnima. So 5 days later, you know, he hasn't come back. And the goddess of fortune comes down, leaves the Jagannath temple, goes down to Gundicha, and finds that there he is, being sort of transcendentally irresponsible, according to their agreement, at least, according to their agreement. And then she gets very angry. And, yeah, we don't need to go through all the details, but really angry, and there's even some physical violence between her followers and the followers of Jagannath. And so Lord Chaitanya and his associates, including Swarup Damodara Goswami, Shrivas Thakur, and I'm sure many others, they were all watching this, and it's just completely captivating, amazing, amazing pastime. And then Swarup Damodara Goswami, Lord Chaitanya asks Swarup Damodara Goswami to recite some suitable verses, which he does, but then he mentions in those verses some of these ecstatic, just a few ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya asks, tell me more about these ecstatic manifestations. And that's what we've been reading for the last couple of Sundays. Yeah, that's what we've been reading. So, but now, but they're still there at that place. And this, the attack of the goddess of fortune is still going on. Or, anyway, at least it has been going on. And now, Swarup Damodara, who's a Brijbasi, he's explained so many things which we just read. But now Shrivas Thakur, who's Shrivas Thakur? Shrivas Thakur, otherwise, I mean, he's Shrivas Thakur also, it's an eternal position, eternal form. But he is Narada Muni. Shrivas Thakur is Narada Muni. During the Navadvip pastimes at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, sometimes all the devotees would gather and there would be some drama put on depicting pastimes of Krishna, and different of the devotees, like the great devotees, even Lord Chaitanya himself, they would play roles in these dramas in front of the other devotees. Lord Chaitanya, well, it's described in some detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat how Lord Chaitanya in one drama played Mahalakshmi. He took the role of Mahalakshmi. And Haridas Thakur was a sort of policeman keeping order in the audience and telling people just, you know, wake up or, you know, something like that. And that sort of thing, sort of marshalling the situation. And Shrivas Thakur was Narada Muni in the drama. And Shrivas, his wife's name is Malini. And, you know, of course, they're just very great devotees, to put it extremely mildly. Narada Muni was playing his part in the drama. And some of the other ladies who were assembled said to Malini, his wife, that, oh, your husband plays Narada Muni so nicely. Little do they know that he is Narada Muni in a different feature. So, and who is Narada Muni? Well, we all know who's Narada Muni, but Narada Muni is mainly, in terms of place of residence and mood, Narada Muni is a resident of Vaikuntha, and he's more a devotee, although, you know, he also goes to Goloka. And Radha and Krishna, he knows Radha and Krishna, but he is more in Vaikuntha, connected with Vaikuntha, and in the mood of Vaikuntha, which of course is very different from Vrindavan in that there's great formality and there's great opulence, and that opulence is not minimized. In Vrindavan there's also great opulence, but it is minimized. In that, for example, the Chintamani stones, we've all heard about the Chintamani stones. You can make any wish on them that you like. The philosopher's stone, wish-fulfilling stone. But they use them as doorstops to keep the door open, so they can see when Krishna goes by. And other things, you know, this is fractionally complex, but, you know, in sandals, certain types of sandals, they're like very open. And just between the big toe and the next toe, there's a thing that comes up in between with something, you know, on the top, to sort of brace against the top of the big toe and the top of the next toe so it stays on. You know what I mean? So they use the Chintamani stones for those little top things. You know, suitable kind of flat Chintamani stones to keep their sandals on. And they feel this is a better use because then I can run after Krishna, run away in the evening quicker to meet Krishna. So they feel these are better uses of the Chintamani stones than, you know, the sort of the standard use of using them for fulfilling desires. All right. So now Shrivas Thakur, because this whole thing is going on. It's the confrontation between the goddess of fortune and all her Vaikuntha-oriented followers and Jagannath, who is with the Brijbasis, and he's been there for 5 days already, so he's just absorbed in the Vrindavan mood, and of course the Brijbasis, they're always absorbed in the Vrindavan mood. So, right, so now Shivas Thakur, he's going to point out that, okay, you know, what you've been saying about Vrindavan is all right from his, or from the Vaikuntha point of view. But we Vaikuntha Vasis, we feel Vaikuntha is better because it's more, he says, more opulent. This is the particular feature. It's more opulent, more like obviously opulent than Vrindavan. So what should we do? Okay, let's read a few verses. So now he's going to describe Shivas Thakur smiling. He's going to explain to Swarup Damodar that, you know, let me just tell you the real nectar. How Vaikuntha is better than Vrindavan. Which it's not. But, you know, this is the sort of the rasa. Vrindavanera sampadeka pushpa kisalaya giridatu shikipicha gunja palamaya. As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, a few peacock feathers, and the plant known as gunja, which, you know, on a certain level, is not a very impressive plant at all. Yeah. Vrindavana dekibare gela jagannatha shuni lakshmi devi ramane hayela asoyata. When Jagannath decided to go to Vrindavan, he went there, and upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan? To make him a laughingstock, the goddess of fortune made arrangements for much decoration. Then the maidservants of the goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits and flowers, go see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? Your master is so expert at everything, but why does he do such things? Now, bring your master before the goddess of fortune. And we'll see he gets the source. Let me just, because, you know, time is... Let's carry on next time. So we're up to... We just read, if someone can make a note, we don't, yeah. 208, we just read, although maybe we'll... Anyway, that's where we... It's the last one we read. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.